It's a Tuesday. You know what we do? We head to the FHN for the Dial-A-Doc program here today. And joining us here today is Carrie Wall, surgical nurse navigator, and also Lindsay Bader from physical therapy as well. Hey, Lindsay, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me here today. First of all, Lindsay, why don't you tell me about your role at FHN?
Yeah, so I'm lead physical therapist in the hospital setting. I've actually been with FHN for approximately 10 years now, and myself and one of the nurses approximately 3 years ago formed this Joinopoly program for the education of our total knee and total hip replacement surgeries.
All right, so that's Lindsay Bader, physical therapy, and we're joined by Carrie Wall as well, surgical nurse navigator. And Carrie, tell us about your role at FHN.
Yes, the surgical nurse navigator for orthopedics is a new role, and what this allows the surgical patient that has joints a one-on-one contact to be active in helping to plan their care, assist in making appointments, and helping the surgical experience before, during, after surgery. This role provides a one-on-one contact person to answer questions and concerns regarding their surgery. I do post-op visits, and I offer educational opportunities for the surgical patient in the joint.
Okay, and now when we're with the nice weather finally here, and a lot of people are probably looking forward to getting out and enjoying the weather, it's a good time to consider a joint replacement. Right, Lindsay?
Very true. For many people, the nice weather outside, it makes people feel motivated to go out and exercise and walk. And you don't have to worry about bundling up in your winter clothing, and you can wear nice light clothing, not having to worry about slipping on the ice. Just remember, though, that regardless of what season you choose to have your joint replacement, it's up to you and what your body is telling you and what your pain is telling you, ultimately, to get your life back.
We're talking to Lindsay Bader, physical therapy at FHN, and also Carrie Wall, surgical nurse navigator. And Carrie, from your perspective, tell our listeners, what is a total joint replacement?
Sure. A total hip replacement is an operation that removes the arthritic ball of the upper femur, which is known as the thigh bone, as well as damaged cartilage from the hip socket. The ball is replaced with a synthetic ball that's fixed solidly inside the femur. The socket's replaced with a plastic or metal liner that's usually fixed inside a metal shell, which then creates a smoothly functioning joint and helps reduce arthritic pain. A total knee replacement is an operation that removes and resurfaces the arthritic and damaged bone and cartilage within the joint of the knee. A synthetic alloy prosthesis is fitted into the femur and tibia, and a plastic bearing is placed between these metal components on the back of the patella, which creates a new smooth cushion and a functioning joint.
Now, Carrie, there's a couple of different types of knee replacements available apparently at FHN. Tell us about that.
Yes, we are really proud. We have a new procedure that's being offered by our surgeons here for knees. It's called the TrueMatch Total Knee Replacement. And this joint replacement actually is a technique that features patient-specific instrumentation and customization. So we can customize the knee or the prosthesis to each individual patient. A simple CAT scan is used to develop a 3D computerized model of the patient's knee. And we create a customized surgical block or prosthesis based on each person's own unique anatomy. You can find more about this on our website at www.fhn.org. We're also offering a new technique for hip replacements, and this new surgical technique is an anterior hip replacement. We use a special table called a HANA table for this surgical procedure, and we offer an anterior approach instead of a posterior approach, which is a smaller incision in the anterior of the hip or the front of the hip, which when we go the smaller incision, it is less invasive into major muscle groups, which this is an advantage for people having hip replacements because it's less damage to major muscles, avoiding cutting through those muscles. It's less postoperative pain, a faster recovery, decreased risk of hip dislocation, and we are finding a lot shorter hospital stay.
We're talking to Lindsay Bader, physical therapy, and Carrie Wall, surgical nurse navigator, and we're talking about joint replacement. Carrie, how long would someone actually spend in a hospital for total joint replacement?
Well, the average length of stay for our total joint replacements is approximately 1 day. We are proud of that. We are getting patients out usually post-op day one.
What about, Lindsay, from your perspective on physical therapy, what type of follow-up physical therapy is needed now for a total joint replacement, and how long does that typically take?
So patients often tell us the most important part of the recovery is doing their exercises. So we very much emphasize the importance of patients doing a home exercise program. So the exercises we do before surgery, during their hospital stay, and after surgery initially are all part of a specific exercise program for them. They then continue with other therapy outside, within the majority going to an outpatient clinic. So we have outpatient clinics here in Freeport at Burchard Hills. We also have clinics at Mount Carroll, Lena, and our Stockton offices.
And, Lindsay, what about the recovery program Jointopoly? Tell us about that, and how can someone be part of the FHN Jointopoly club and program?
So once someone tells us that they're interested in having a total knee or a total hip surgery, we then schedule for them their in surgery after they are authorized through their insurance company. And we do know that having a joint replacement is not a game, but it's our chance to get your life back, or to help you get your life back. So similarly to the game of Monopoly, there are a lot of moving pieces and people along this journey. And if we can ease your anxiety and have some fun along the way, this certainly helps make that ultimate recovery more enjoyable for you. So our Jointopoly program is a very comprehensive program that starts with significant education by Carrie, our nurse navigator. We also do a total joint education class before surgery. We have them meet with a physical therapist before their surgery for a more specific education regarding their exercises. We also have a hospital education with their exercises and further occupational therapy as well. And then, of course, all the aftercare and physical therapy that is included in getting that total joint back to its full function.
And I assume that, since if you have a Medicare patient, Medicare is a federal program, even if they're in Wisconsin, it doesn't matter. The Medicare coverage is the same whether you're Wisconsin or Illinois. It's covered, right?
Correct. A lot of our recovery is all related to your insurance. So it's very patient-specific depending on your insurance.
There you go. All right. Now, Lindsay, in terms of where people can find out more about all of this in terms of joint replacement, where could they go?
You can visit our website at www.fhn.org. Or if you have a more specific question that Carrie could answer, you can contact her at our surgical nurse navigator number at 815-599-7773.
All right. Lindsay Bader, physical therapy, and then Carrie Wall, surgical nurse navigator here today. That's Dial-A-Doc here today from FHN. The preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.